In the late 19th century, when Helen Keller was born, a child with severe disabilities faced a future without the basic conveniences of handicap ramps, without much chance of a good education, without the host of legal protections now in place for the disabled. So it is all the more triumphant that this brilliant girl, who was simultaneously deaf and blind, managed to surmount obstacle after obstacle and to nudge the world closer to humane treatment of a long-neglected population. We call this documentary An Optimist in Spite of All, Helen Keller's life story. Sealed off from the world most of us see and hear, Helen Keller spent more than 85 years in opaque darkness and silence. A fever had wasted her eyes and ears at the age of 19 months. Never again would she hear a bird song at dawn or gaze upon the setting crimson sun. But the dual affliction did not imprison her. Although greatly deprived, she led an abundant life. Although greatly saddened, she broke through the clouds and found a way to gladness. Although greatly hindered, she performed far-reaching service to humanity. Her courage gave strength to millions. Those who loved and labored with Helen Keller remember her remarkable story.
Helen Keller traveled the oceans, crossed the continents of the world, persuading the powerful of the world to bring their influence to bear to improve the lot, to improve the circumstances, to provide more opportunity for deafblind people and all those others deprived by force of circumstance.
There was one occasion, I believe, in St. Louis, in which the crowds were so great that they had to bring in the troops to scatter them. She was a famous person, there's no doubt about it.
I was with her one time when she was asked how many presidents she knew. She said, well, she hadn't counted them, but it was everybody's ever since Grover Cleveland.
Helen looked like the Queen of England. She had marvelous white hair, glowing skin, beautiful blue eyes, was dressed very regally.
She was a superior human being. That I knew. Because of her afflictions, and also because she had so risen above them.
She thought that the gift of life was given to us for a very specific purpose, and that we had to make the most out of it.
The association that I enjoyed with her as a professional colleague and a personal friend has changed, I think, everything that I do.
Most of the time, people with healthy eyes and ears take for granted the wondrous gift of human sight and hearing. We scarcely pause to marvel at the miracle of just being able to look out on the landscape before us and listen to the panorama of sounds around us. What would it be like as a child to be stricken totally blind and deaf?